Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying through the book of 1 Samuel day by day. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 2, where Hannah begins to pray. And one of the first things that we notice is that with God's sovereignty, there's no room for arrogance or boasting. We see this in verse 3. And verse 3 is sandwiched by two other verses that give us reasons why there's no real room for human pride. Here's the first reason. It says that there is none holy. There is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. Hannah first extols the incomparability of God. He is incomparably holy and steadfast. Since God is holy and solid and stable and faithful on behalf of His people, there's really no room for arrogance or pride from us. How silly and juvenile for us to boast or to be prideful. We are infinitely small and weak and helpless in comparison to Him. But then Hannah gives us a second reason. She goes on to say, "For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed." So the second reason there's no room for arrogance or pride or human boasting is that God knows our hearts and desires and intentions. He is incomparably knowledgeable and just. He is a God of knowledge. He is a God who justly weighs the intents and purposes of each and every heart. When that's the case, what ground do we have to stand on? What confidence would lead us to strut in front of such a holy and piercing God that we would say, "Look at my strength, look at my smarts, look at my actions"? So when we consider His holiness and incomparability and mix that with His omniscience and that He knows every intention of the heart, it should cause us to put a hand over our mouths. This is what Job ran into when he questioned God, and then God answered him in Job chapters 38 through 39. Job's response to all that God had said is seen in chapter 40, verse 3, when he says, "Behold, I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once, and I will not answer twice, but I will proceed no further." With such an incomparably holy and powerful and wise God, there is no room for boasting or pride on our part. When you pray today, please remember to pray for our Missions Department President, Dr. John David Smith. And also remember the Kannada Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout India.